Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You ever go to a place and you look at the building and go, what do they do? So what do you do? What they do? What? Well, this is what this segment is called. We do it on Sunday nights from time to time. And we want to find out about people we don't know about. Maybe I see a van going down the road and it has a name on the side of it. And I wonder, what do they do? So what do they do? Well, we have a guest today that is actually going to help us out with this. His name is Cadex Herrera. Local multimedia artist, I found out, and educator specializing in graphic design. Welcome to WCCO, Cadex. How are you?
Okay, considering. Thank you for having me on.
Really, really appreciate it. You are the one that came up with the idea for the George Floyd Memorial at Cup Foods. Tell me how you came to do that. Was it spontaneous, or was it something you really thought through?
I was in the moment dealing with, learning about the news and dealing with my emotions when I found out. And not knowing, if it was anger or just deep sadness or disgust with the law enforcement system, I wanted to do something that would honor George Floyd in a way where, we'll look at his spirit and his impact on his community. You know, I wanted to do something that was bright and would bring people together.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was reading about you, and of course, it states that your work integrates the client's goals with creative and innovative solutions that convey well-informed decisions through concept, research, and skill. And a lot of that is exactly what you did in this memorial. You used your own way of doing this for clients. You did it for yourself because it is well-defined. It has become this incredible memorial for George Floyd. And I have to tell you, it is absolutely moving from the, full spectrum of art to the flowers and gifts that have been laid there in his honor, the cards, the writings, the people that gather. Some stay for a while, some stay for a moment. So this really is something that allows us to grieve. It allows us to let it out. It allows us to get stronger as we see this. In fact, I'm going there today. I've had some other family members that had a chance to go, and it is really quite remarkable. They said it just moves you to your core. In hearing that, there will come a time when they will have to take that memorial down. Maybe some of the paintings will stay up. Maybe some of the thank yous and the cards and that sort of thing will stay. But it will be difficult to see it removed. What do you plan to do with all the things that are there? Will you collect them? Are you going to do a different type of memorial in a different type of way?
Well, I believe that, the offerings, the memorials, the cards, all of that will fade, and so will the mural, but not George Floyd's memory. I think his name will live on forever because what happened to him really did bring, I'm learning the world together, under a cause to fight police brutality, to fight systematic racism, to fight casual racism, to look at hate straight in the eye and tell it that, you know, we're not accepting this anymore. And if there's, I'm sorry, if there's a trembling in my voice, it's because I'm actually at the site right now. I haven't been here since we completed the painting, and just watching people walk by and pay tribute to George, you know, and they're peaceful and deep in thought and reflecting on the life of this man and now what he means, you know, to the world, what he means to Minnesota, what he means to us collectively, I think is what should remain. The paint will go away, will fade, you know, the sun will wash it away, but his name will stay forever in our hearts. And I think that is, you know, the main point, and to let people know that police brutality will just no longer be tolerable, accepted.
Well, your gift was so needed, and I'm so glad that you did it. At the same time, you are a man of color as well. And so as you learn that George Floyd was the one that stopped us, it was the one that arrested everyone and said, we can't go any further. We have to do something about it now. Have you too experienced anything with the police over the years?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. Could you please repeat the question?
I'm asking if you too, as a man of color, have you experienced challenges with any of the police here in the Twin Cities or in the United States at all?
Yes. Well, you know, it's a war out here dealing with racism, and every day we're all fighting little battles, little skirmishes. You know, you go to the store and you need to act right. I always tell my kids, whenever you enter a store, make sure to carry a cart or a basket so that they don't think that you're there to steal. Whenever we're around police officers, you can feel the hair in the back of your neck stand up just a little bit, you know. And you can never be too comfortable. You can never be too casual. I've been stopped by police, and it raises my heart rate just goes up. I get tense because I don't know if this man or this police officer that's coming towards me has bad intentions, or, you know, he's just stopping me because he noticed I committed a traffic infraction. But the feeling, I think, in our community is mutual. You know, we live in fear. But I think that with the voice of the world now, that we're no longer going to be afraid of law enforcement. You know, we need to stand up. We need to feel that we are now empowered. And George Floyd, you know, is one of so many black men, black women, Latinos, immigrants that have, whose voice is being amplified by this movement. And I feel stronger for that.
Mm. Wow, you said it. You put it in a nutshell right there and then. Kadix, thank you so much for joining us tonight or today. I really appreciate it. And these, your words, your memorial, all of it, this is a living legacy for you. So I hope that you know that we are very grateful for what you've started on that corner, in that moment, over on 38. Thank you so much for being a part of this tonight. Take care. All right. That is Kadix Herrera, a local multimedia artist and educator.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.